From tracking fitness and photo editing to games and restaurant reviews, there are more than 750,000 apps available for our smartphones and tablets. Thanks to one occupational therapist, some of these apps have also had a dramatic impact on people with autism. Elliot Majerzik reports.
That's a smartphone app called Clock, with a robot reminder that alerts you it's time to do something on your schedule. For a lot of us, apps like these help us navigate daily life, but they're becoming essential for many people with autism in the workplace.
The things that make you incapable of maintaining a job once you get it, a lot of times are just being able to hit your marks, show up on time, take your breaks on time, have your lunch on time, do those kinds of things.
Tony Gentry is the director of assistive technology at Virginia Commonwealth University. He finds just the right apps that people with autism might need on the job.
Because so much of what they typically like to do is routine-based, having these systematic reminders all day long, clocking them along, helps them feel calmer, more secure, and gets them able to switch from one task to another at the appropriate time. Those are challenges they face without the alarms. With the alarms, they can be independent.
And it's not just reminder apps. Tony tells the story of how he modified a video app on an iPod Touch for a young man who was working in a hospital.
His job is to stock the crash carts in the intensive care unit. He's got at least 100 items to put in each one of the crash carts. So what he has now is a 2-minute video that shows each drawer that he has to fill with all the items in it. He never misses anymore. He's got it all down. He walks up to his supervisor at the end of the day, shows them his iPod Touch, and she says, "Oh, you did carts 1 through 10 today. That means you'll start with number 11 tomorrow." She knows where he's at, he knows where he's at, and we're good to go with that.
Tony says the beauty of these apps is in their consistency.
People with autism seem to prefer, and I'm speaking stereotypically here, but seem to prefer learning from computers to learning from humans. The computer is always going to be the same, and that trustworthiness to computers as compared to human beings, I think, is something that folks with autism rely on.
Though it may sound expensive, in the long run, providing an iPod Touch to people with autism in the workplace is cost-effective.
Once they're trained to use the device, their need for job coaching support drops off dramatically, and we're building a sense of independence and self-efficacy for the person in the workplace, and that's the kind of thing you can't buy.
I'm Elliot Majerzik.
And just a program note here, if you're heading for the great outdoors, make sure and tune into our program tomorrow when we'll be looking at all range of experiences in the big, big world outside. That's tomorrow on Word of Mouth. And on a much less cheery but very important note, this month marks the 20th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide. Up next, we're going to hear the story of Raphael Lemkin. He was a Polish lawyer of Jewish descent who first coined the term genocide back in 1944. We're going to learn about how groundbreaking providing that legal term was and still is today when Word of Mouth continues.